We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WBEN back with Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach, the last hour. Tom, I'm sorry, I had to cut you off, so please continue.
I'm sort of bedridden here, or chair-ridden, so I don't mind. I haven't called in a while. I haven't been in too good a shape. But was that you that did the news?
No, that was Randy Buschover.
Oh, you got similar voices, I think, or at least in my old ears. Anyhow, I'm in that range. I'm 67, and I'm telling you, I could never afford to take time off from work. My attitude is if it prevents 30% or lessens it, what's wrong with that? Are these the same people that play the lottery at 0.2%?
That's right. That's a good point, Tom.
Yeah, I'll take those odds, and any reasonable person would, I think. So what I'm saying is I can't take any chances with any kind of lung disease. I don't want to be around people that have that. I don't like people that come into contact with you when they're sick and they ought to be home. But I've been having it for years. Any professional will tell you, you cannot get the flu from the vaccine. If they inject you with powdered jello, you will not get jello. And there's no, these people that talk about it, it's entirely anecdotal and they have no science behind it. Billions of dollars have been spent researching this stuff and the use of the vaccines. The one anti-vaxxer, I guess we know, has been completely debunked and he lost his license. But look at the way it goes around the world. And that was done years ago. The other thing that I want to say is for people that say, oh, it's all about the money for the vaccine. You know, they're pushing shingles about this time of the year on your roof. And I think that those shingle companies are just saying you need shingles to make money, right? That makes sense?
Okay, I'm following.
The other thing that I want to say is, I get the shingles vaccine. I had pneumonia. That is no fun. Almost killed me. And I had never known. They gave it to me on the way out of the hospital. I had never heard of a shingles vaccine. And I'll fault my doctor for that. That was probably 10, 15 years ago. And when I got to the emergency room after a night on a nebulizer, they told me, I said, well, this is the way I am. I said, I start work in Buffalo at 8:00. It was 6 in Batavia. I said, do you think I have to call in? They said, look, man, you're going to be in the hospital for a week. We don't tell you because it doesn't help your mental condition. You were almost dead when you came in here.
Wow.
Now, that is a serious thing between oxygen level, blood pressure and heart rate. But they said, when you come in, we don't say, buckle down, you're almost dead. And I said, well, I appreciate that. But I appreciate knowing it too, because I had had it once and it broke the way it did in the Middle Ages. You got a tremendous fever and chills, and it either kills you or that fever kills the virus in you. And I had no idea what it was, and I never told the doctor. But I'm the guy that didn't used to go to the doctor very much. I have one other major thing that I want to say. Oh, I think the anti-vaxxers are doing people a tremendous disservice, and I wish they would shut their mouths. The other thing that I want to say is a vaccine. Polio is coming back in a small way. Now, I'm going to get choked up, but my older brother contracted it at the age of 5, one of the last victims, because the vaccine was out, but we lived in a small town and the doctor had never heard of it. It affected his right arm and part of his chest, and it ruined his life. And that was a mild case. Later on, it came back. They called it post-polio syndrome, which would hit you in your 50s, and it just ruined his life. his right arm was shriveled up like, I don't know what, you know, like being paralyzed. And he spent his whole life as a steel hauler, chaining loads and tarping loads and shifting gears. I was a truck driver. I tried it one night, and I got through about two shifts, gripping his steering wheel with his left right hand like a claw, reaching over and shifting a 13-speed transmission through a steering wheel with no power steering. And I tried it, and I told him the next day, I said, Benny, I don't know how you've done this all your life. And if you can imagine a 13-speed transmission, he had an employer that loved him so much. He was hauling double tanks of flour to Boston. They offered to buy him a new Mack with an automatic transmission, and he said he didn't want it because he didn't want to be treated anything special. And that's my story, but that I would tell that polio story to anybody that would listen, because these brain dead people that live in cults and have their own little communities, they haven't seen a polio epidemic. And that, thanks to Jonas Salk, one of the Jewish people that some people hate, that eradicated that disease, and the only place it exists today is in Middle Eastern fundamentalist countries, where when the nurses come around, they kill them or cut their heads off. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Tom, I can't add to it. Great story. Thank you, Tom. In Newstead, opening a line for you at 803-0930. Do you get the flu shot? Do you not? Are you one of these people? Hey, we'll just see how it goes. Did you used to get the flu shot? Have a few bad experiences, maybe just got the full-blown flu and said the shot's not worth it. 803-0930. By the way, the CDC estimates that around 61,000 people in the United States last season died from the flu. 61,000, obviously that is a raw estimate. Also, 45% of adults got the flu shot, 63% of children. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone. If you're on hold, I promise we'll get to you after this break on WBEN. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Shameless plug I'm going to throw out there. Do you follow me on Twitter? At the Joe Beamer. I just saw a video that high school Joe Beamer could relate to. And I just shared it. It's on at the Joe Beamer on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, go take a look, see what I'm talking about. We're talking here about the flu shot. As I just said, 61,000 people last year died of the flu, according to the CDC. Also, 45% of adults got the shot last year, and 63% of children. Children, do you get the flu shot? If so, is it a yearly thing? Did you used to get the flu shot? Had a few bad experiences, and now no longer with the flu shot, you'll take your chances? Or were you like I used to be until last year? Did you always just take your chances and not get the flu shot? 803-0930. By the way, apparently I spelled diamond wrong. I don't think I did. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Diamond. Text that to 72881. You could win $1,000. I did not spell it wrong. Let's go to Paul in Orchard Park. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Joe, I never take the flu shot.
Okay.
And these stats, I'm high on vitamins, so I'm a senior athlete, 84 years old, and I'm high on vitamins. And vitamin D, it gives you 70% protection. I listen to those stats on the air, and they always mention, you know, the flu, on about 30-40% you get. And then if you can catch it, I think I got it on the Canadian station where vitamin D will protect you 70%.
Vitamin D, 70% against the flu is what you're saying?
Right, yes.
Okay.
It's the flu, where most of your vaccines are, if you get 30 or 40%. I mean, you don't always hear these, you know. You got a better shot of picking up these stats than I do, but I try to catch them when they do bring them out, you know.
All right, Paul, do you usually get the flu or?
I never get the shots and I never get the flu.
Well, hey, if you're playing your chances and it's working for you, I think you got a good thing going.
Well, I think so too. You know, that's why I thought I'd call.
All right, hey, Paul in Orchard Park, thank you very much. Paul mentioned his stats. Here's what the CDC says. If a child who has the flu shot is 76% less likely to be hospitalized compared to those who didn't. Those who test positive for a different strain were 59% less likely to be hospitalized, 33 if you had the H3N2. All right, so if you get your flu shot, your risk of going to the hospital is lessened. That doesn't say your risk of getting the flu is lessened, though. But this is, again, from the Wall Street Journal. 803-0930. Okay, I spelled diamond wrong. I'm sorry. I said D-A-I. I apologize. I was looking right at the word. So that is a complete mess up on my part. I apologize. Please text D-I-A-M-O-N-D. To 72881. I apologize for the misspelling. I have no excuse. That is just a failure on my part. And again, I apologize to all of you out there. Let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Roy.
I would like to mention two things about flu shots.
Okay.
And I promise to stay on subject and not make excuses for the criminal activities of the Democratic Party by using bait-and-switch dime store psychology.
I appreciate that, Roy.
Okay. First, in the mid-60s, my employer offered flu shots. I thought, well, it sounds like a good idea, so I took one. About 2 to 3 weeks later, I developed the flu. I was never so sick in my entire life. I was so sick and so weak, I had to crawl on my hands and knees to go to the bathroom. And I was out of work for a couple of weeks, if not more. And to this day, I never took another flu shot, and I have never had the flu. And this was back in the mid-60s. Now, secondly, I have sympathy for healthcare workers if they are required to receive flu shots. If I had to make that choice, I would refuse, even if I was discharged. In fact, I think these healthcare workers should take something like that to court, and it should be their decision, because they are injecting foreign materials into your body. And to me, that would constitute an involuntary servitude, which is contrary to your 13th Amendment rights.
All right.
I just thought I'd relate that.
Well, Roy, thank you. So, Roy, flu shot less, but still healthy as a horse, right?
Yeah, well, you know, this was back in the 60s, and I'm 76 years old, and I've never had the flu since I had it that one time.
Wow. All right. Well, Roy, good luck. I hope it continues through this flu season. Always a good call. Roy in Boston, 803-0930 on Facebook. Kat says, I do not get the flu shot. I hate that some years it's only 30% effective. What's the point then? Especially because it's not a given that you are not going to get the flu anyways. Wash your hands, get rest, take your vitamins, and don't eat like garbage. Like I said, I used to get sick every winter. Back when Joe Beamer was tipping the scales in the high 200s, I was getting sick every winter. I'd get the flu. It would be a mess for a few days. But you know what? Since I lost all that weight, I've only gotten sick that one time, the day after the Bills clinched the playoffs. I felt awful, and that really only lasted a few days, again, without any flu shot at all. And I would definitely, if I didn't get talked into it last year, and have such a good experience, I probably would still roll on like I was doing and go without the shot. But I had such a positive experience. I saw other people get sick last winter when I didn't get sick. So you know what? I'm going to continue it going. And if I get the flu this year, then you know what? October 17th to 2020, maybe I'll be talking about something else. Maybe I'll be on the no flu shot side. But last year convinced me. Getting these numbers now from the CDC on the number of people who have died from the flu last year and the effectiveness of certain shots. Now, again, they're not saying you won't get the flu, but they're saying that the flu, with the flu shot, even if you get the flu, it would be less severe, 76% 76% chance you won't be hospitalized over your flu with this year's flu shot. Again, that's according to an article in the Wall Street Journal. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. We don't have time for a call because the first 2 hours, I cut someone off going into news. So if you're on hold, we will get to you the next segment, I promise. On Facebook, Shannon says, I always intend to, but never seem to. Her husband, though, does every year without fail. Now, as I said yesterday, I felt extremely tired about 30 minutes after the flu shot. So I asked on Facebook, did the flu shot make everyone else extremely tired? And like I said, at least half of the people who responded said, yeah, they felt tired. Steven says, it does for me every time, though I didn't get it last year. I probably will this time around. Mark says, yes, I feel tired and feverish 2 hours after I got it. Colleen, on the other hand, no, just some soreness in my arm the next day. 803-0930. Like I said, if you're on hold, we'll get to you in the next segment. Do you depend on the flu shot? Or do you let it ride? Take your chances. Or are you both? Did you used to depend on that flu shot, have an awful experience, or maybe just get a bad case of the flu anyway, and now your team let it ride? 803-0930. We'll do the final home stretch after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Home stretch of Beach and Company. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. Learned a hard lesson. I can't any longer deny my wrong spelling because now with the new radio.com app, you can literally rewind and listen to it again. So yes, I spelled diamond wrong. I am sorry. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. And you can text that to 72881. The good news, we'll have another cash code for you in about 22 minutes. We are talking about the flu shot. Everyone's talking about the flu shot, but last year, only 45% of you got it. So do you depend on the flu shot? Do you swear by it? Do you run the risk? Hey, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to take the flu shot. I've heard bad stories. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to feel tired like I did yesterday. Or did you used to get the flu shot? Did you used to always be a, hey, I got to get there, and then maybe one bad experience or a few bad experiences followed up by the full-blown flu, and you said, you know what? I'm just going to take my chances. I've been fine. I've been flu-less. Let's see without the shot how it goes. 803-0930. Let's go to Polly in Tonawanda. Polly, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You know what? I am totally with Roy and all he said. But the CDC, they first off, they're really not to be trusted. They did fraudulent studies with the vaccine autism tie, but I would wonder what the number of deaths from the vaccines are compared to the number of deaths they gave for people getting the flu. But the thing is with the flu shots, all the adjuvants, the additives, they're always toxic. And aside for the main ingredient, it's foreign. And there's a big difference between ingesting mercury and aluminum and toxins. Your body has ways to eliminate it. But when you get it injected, and it seems like small amounts, the one of the adjuvants, polysorbate 80, is meant, it's used in experiments to make things go to the brain, to pass the brain-blood barrier. So I just, in the mysterious paralysis of children, it's all these adjuvants, they all can cause paralysis. So I really think that's what a lot of that is. It seems like it's around fall before kids going back to school. But I think the mandating, I think the flu is actually now considered one of the mandatory for children on the schedule. And I know like two of my sons where they worked, they had to wear masks for, I think through April if they refused the flu. And it just, I don't know. I think it's tyrannical.
All right. Pauline Tonawanda, thank you for the call. 803-0930. What about Mike in West Seneca? Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Are you a flu shot believer?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever had the flu?
Never had the flu. All my family members get the shot. Never had a problem. I think it's got a lot to do with your system, I guess. Everybody's body's different. And it works for us, so.
Do you ever get the arm pain, though, Mike?
No.
Nothing. So you are completely, you get that shot, you are fine right after.
I am actually, yes, I'm very fine.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for the call.
Hey, can I talk to your screener?
You want to talk to Tony?
Yes.
I will put you on hold if Tony wants to talk to you. He is more than welcome to pick up. 803-0930, Rocky in Buffalo. Rocky, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Joe?
Rocky, I'm doing well this morning. Are you a flu shot believer?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Joe. You can take this verbatim. You said that you really never had a flu shot, and this is the first time you took one. Is that this?
Last year was the first time.
Well, I wanted to give you two scenarios here. First of all, I don't know if you're that young to remember that the swine flu.
I've heard of it, but I do not remember it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what happened. Back in the day, we had this thing was called the swine flu, and my coworker and I were talking about it. He says, "I'm going to get that shot." I says, "I don't know." I says, "You don't even know what it's about." I says, "I wouldn't do it if I were you." He says, you sure you're not going to get it? I says, "No, I'm not going to get it." Well, he took the shot. The next day, he started getting sick. Well, he laid down on the couch. By the evening, his temperature shot up to 107 degrees.
Wow.
They had to take him by ambulance to the hospital and pack him in ice. He almost died. And I'm so glad I never took that shot. Now, as for me, and you might take this for advice, you have to be your own doctor. It's like the gentleman before says, you know, you have to know your own immune system.
Yeah, we all have a different immune system, yes.
You're going to have to figure out where you're at with that, because I used to get the flu shot. I don't get it anymore. But if you recall a few years back, when they were giving out these flu shots, the shots that they were given didn't even have the strain for the flu that was out there, if you recall.
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, well, see, that's how you got to gauge yourself, because everybody's different. I mean, every time you go to the doctor, you want to get your flu shot? It's like they want to give it to you right away. I have not gotten the flu, and I don't get the shot. So I believe that everybody's different, so you have to gauge yourself. But you take it for what it is, because like I said back in the day, the shot that they gave out wasn't even the strain that was out there.
So I think that's what scares a lot of people away. Why go through the shot? Why go through maybe getting sick right after the shot? And then, like you said, we could have another time where one of those three strains isn't even the one that's going around.
Yeah, just remember, they're injecting you with stuff that's not for your body. Your own immune system has got to kick in. That's what I mean about being your own doctor. So take it for what it is, Joe. Have a good day.
Hey, Rocky, you too. Thank you. Rocky in Buffalo opens up a line for you. On the text line at 3930, people do not know, or do people know, it takes a couple of weeks for any immunity to build up after getting the flu shot. Yes, I had a text on here that says it takes 14 days for the shot to work through your body to build up your immune system while your body is fighting that the entire time. Just something to remember when you get that flu shot and what you might be experiencing the days following that flu shot. I hope that this one is as good as last year for me and I don't wind up sick driving back from Blacksburg on Saturday. But that's just a little personal note. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. Were you one of the 45% who got their flu shot last year? Or are you one of the 55 who are going to risk it? You do every year. You rarely get the flu, if ever. Or did you used to get the flu shot every year? Every year you swore by it. And then 1 year or 2 years, you had a bad experience. You got the worst flu ever. It knocked you right on your you-know-what. And you said, you know what? I'm better off having no flu shot at all. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Hey, when we get back, we'll wrap it up. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach on WBEN. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about the flu shot. Do you get it? Like I said, I went 30 years, no flu shot. I didn't believe the flu shot. I barely got sick after my weight loss in 2013. I rarely got sick until that Bills game. And then last year, just like we're getting told this year, the warnings of a very deadly flu season, the fears of doctors, I got talked into it here at work. So I went, I did it. I had a very positive experience. Really, the only thing was a little pain in my arm. I had a great flu season. I didn't get sick. I felt great. Did it again this year. No arm in the pain. No pain in the arm this year, but I did feel really tired after the shot yesterday. But like I said, if I go this flu season without getting sick, if that's the only side effect of the shot, I'll take it every year. I'll take that side effect every year. But the CDC does say if you get the flu shot, there's a less chance you'll be in the hospital. Even if you end up still getting the flu, it wouldn't be as severe. Last year, only 45% of adults went and got the shot, compared to 63% of children. 61%, obviously an estimate, 61,000, not percent, sorry, 61,000 people in the U.S. died from the flu last year. On the text line, very split, I have to say, just like on Facebook yesterday, very split down the middle on what people think of the flu shot. It seems all of you are either, yes, you have to get it, I get it every year, or no, I'll take my chances, and then sprinkle in a few of you who have had a bad experience and are now on one side. On the text line at 3930... myself, my son, 14 months old, and my daughter all had the flu shot. My wife did not. She's the only one in our household to test positive for influenza A. Another text at 3930. Many years ago, my mother never got the flu shot and complained that she got it once and it made her sick. She's very sensitive to medication. She started to get bronchitis every year, very severe. Of course, wouldn't take anything for it, and it really was down for weeks on end. 1 year, she got the flu shot, and I waited all winter, and finally in the spring, I said, do you realize you didn't get bronchitis or anything else this winter? I don't know if she knows that's what helped, but I'm glad she now gets the flu shot. 803-0930. Joe, are they really calling for a deadly flu season? That's what the article says. They're calling for the flu strain to be very deadly. And I think 61,000 people, that's a big number for me. Maybe I'm just not used to seeing that associated with the flu. But for me, that's, if we could cut that number down, I think it'd be worth it. 803-0930. Like I said, this got great reaction on Facebook yesterday when I teased it and then ended up not doing it because the debate thing took off so well. Mary says, I always get one and never had had any adverse reaction. I did it for a few reasons. I work in a school with kids and could easily catch the flu. Also, it's required in order to take Holy Communion to nursing home residents. So Mary got it for work and for things she does to help the community around town. Let's go to Dave in North Tonawanda. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Dave. What do you got for us?
Yeah, real quick. I was in the Air Force 3 years ago, and it was mandatory that we got the flu shot. And I was in for 7 years, and I got the flu every year. I've been out for 30 years, have not had the flu shot once, and have not had the flu once.
So for you, every year with the flu shot, you're 100% flu shot equals flu.
Absolutely. Yep. I've been out for 30 years and have not had it once.
Yeah, that would make me steer clear of the flu shot. Dave, thanks for the call.
All right, Joe.
Dave in North Tonawanda, he's had 7 flu shots. He's had the flu 7 times. Yeah, like I said, if next year, we're still on this year. If this year I get the flu, guess what? Next year, I'm not getting the shot. For me, it's a one and you're done. I'm getting the flu shot to stay away from the flu. If it turns around and I end up getting the flu, then guess what? Next year, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. I'm not going to go through getting the flu shot if I still get the flu. For me, it's one and done. Now, Dave, obviously, because of his service, had to keep getting the shot, but 7 shots, 7 flus. I mean, for me, kind of makes me not want to get it next year. But it just seems we're so split when it comes to the flu shot. Like I said, it's people are either all about it or very negative towards it. There's really no middle ground. Like, maybe I'll get the flu. Maybe I'll go get the shot. I don't know. People are very one way or the other. Well, it's been a great 2 weeks filling in for Sandy Beach, I have to say. Dream come true, sitting in this chair, talking with all of you out there. You guys really do make the show just fly by. The reaction has been great, keeping the phone lines full for all 3 hours through the shows. Listen to me babble, I'm sure, about things you guys don't care about, especially when I bring up Virginia Tech or bring up some personal matter. So I really, really do appreciate all of you listening out there, all of the positive comments, and even some of the criticisms. I obviously take that into account, try to work on my delivery, try to make the show a little more entertaining. But this has been a great, for me personally, a great 2 weeks. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I'll be in tomorrow for myself on the Friday show. We will probably talk about, well, I don't want to tease anything because you never know what's going to happen. With the way politics works, you never know if that's going to be in the forefront. So you'll have to tune in and listen. But yeah, this has been just an awesome experience getting the full 2 weeks as Sandy has been gone. I'd like to thank Tony Caligiuri for doing the job of 2 people. He's doing my job screening the calls and his job running the board and producing the show. So greatly appreciate that for 2 straight weeks. I want to thank Tim Wenger for trusting me with the mic to not lose the WBEN FCC license. I think I've done a good job not burning this place down. And again, I would love to thank you guys out there in Western New York for participating, for blowing up the text line, for communicating on Facebook, for calling into the show every day. It's been, again, just a lot of fun. And I don't know why I'm doing this on Thursday, because I will be back here tomorrow. but I'll be in for myself on the Friday show. I can't wait to talk to you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.